What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Well, you can't agree with every list, can you? It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, our door's open back there. Sorry. I wouldn't want anyone to hear us out in the hall or anything.
Good one.
I know. It's good morning. It's the Sarah and Vinny show, and we're almost at Friday. So it's an excellent day. It's Friday Eve.
3-day weekend ahead, and actually we were talking about the kids going to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maddie's mom used to bring him to the bar. And
she didn't want to leave him at home alone.
Right.
Exactly. Single mom.
707 says, I freaking love Maddie's stories. They low-key make me feel like a better parent. LOL.
That's funny. And but Lori. Yeah, he turned out okay, you know? I'm Lori.
Where did the one go, though? Darn it. I'll find it later.
We love the text, by the way, you guys. 800-400-3697. Oh, and by the way, we actually, there's a couple positions open here at the station. And specifically for the morning show. We it's a new year and we've got some new positions. So where can people go? Like just go to Odyssey and look for job opportunities.
Yeah, job opportunities. Go to Odyssey you'll find
KLLC
it.
Is our, I'm sure we wouldn't be listed under Alice under the job opportunities.
And
maybe we would.
I can put a link up on Facebook.
Oh, please, you know, pin it right up there too, because yeah. I feel like, you know, we have there's a technical position for someone who can help us with some of the podcasting and
YouTube. They got a video editing chops,
right?
Audio
some
editing chops,
social media chops. Like yeah. That's a position for like a young person who's got some feist to
it's
them.
It's a real job and it's definitely, it's your foot in the door.
Right. And there's an assistant producer mm-hmm. position that's open as well. And that one is on air. So that could be the beginning for you. Who knows? There aren't a lot of beginnings anymore in radio. And we'd love to begin some stuff for you. So it's a couple jobs. I totally forgot. I keep meaning to mention that we have these gigs available.
We'll tell you everything we know. It'll take like 5 minutes and then you'll be all good.
And then you can just take over. It's going to be awesome. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I know that I've been blathering on about this. I am so excited for my hot tub. You know, I had a hot tub years ago, and the thing about it was getting in, like putting your toe in and letting your leg slide down into the heat and the just like how it lights your skin up. I'm getting verklempt about it. Like it's just, I can feel that tingle on me right now. I cannot wait to get my hot tub. It's so exciting. And now I don't have any kids to worry about. Oh, it's so fantastic. You can do the same. Start your year off wellness, relaxation. Check out Creative Energy. You can go to creativeenergy.com.
Here's the text I was looking for as I was mentioning a 3-day weekend. 510 says, I am already thinking about what I'm going to do with these kids for 3 days off this weekend. Yeah. It used to be all the arts and crafts. Yep.
Light, bright. Arts and crafts.
Now it's you either hand them a screen or you take them outside because there's a lot less crafts to do.
Right. Go into the forest and collect acorns and rocks and get some glue and make little forest animals. We used to do a lot of that. Just junk from the woods. Make it into stuff. That's what happens when you grow up in the woods. And I did not grow up in the woods the way Matt grew up in the woods.
No. None of us did.
Yeah, you are correct. Okay, where were we? I wanted to mention that I meant to do this last hour when we were talking about the fires But there, if you go, the easiest way to make donations and to help out in a quick manner is to go to redcross.org or text the word Red Cross, all one word, to 90999. That is an automatic $10 donation that you pay through your phone bill. So if you were looking for a way, or if it's on your mind, like it is a lot of people's, there's an easy way to make a little contribution there. On your television tonight, the series premiere of that Hollywood Squares reboot.
Mm.
This is Drew Barrymore in the coveted Center Square. And it's hosted by Nate Burleson, who is a guy I see every weekend. John, whatever, I don't know which channel he's on. He is always on my TV. He's part of a panel on one of those shows. And he's funny and cute. And they're letting him go kind of wild on this. Like, I was watching the trailer for this. And he's, you know, he's a hype man. He's like a real game show host on this, as opposed to a commentator.
Well, a lot.
Football guy.
If you don't remember, and many people didn't even see Hollywood Squares in its an original version, but
right.
Most of the show was about the banter between the squares or the banter between the
host
square
and the, right.
and the host.
Right.
And so there was quite a bit of, they were efforting comedy while playing a game.
Yes, right.
So I imagine that's what they're after this time.
I'm sure it is. And what was neat about it, too, is, you know, there was regulars for sure on there, but they'd be adding people in here and there. And so you'd get their take on it. And the bottom line of the game is it's actually a very, very simple game. It's really a trivia game. And you decide if you think that the person who answered the question was right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then you get then it becomes a tic-tac-toe thing. It's cool. It's I don't know. I'm kind of excited about it. It's a primetime game show. So, and it's at 8 o'clock. So I guess if you're already watching like Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, you'd roll right into this show. That'd be pretty good. So Hollywood Squares, that starts, the series premieres tonight. First episode airs tonight. Law and Order returns at 8 p.m. and Law and Order SUV returns at 9 p.m. And then there's a missing persons drama called Found, which returns at 10 p.m. all on NBC. Are you still on? Do you watch new episodes of like Law and Order?
I have, and I still love the entire setup of the show, even though the characters have changed. And Lenny Briscoe, who's long gone to heaven in real life.
Rest in peace.
That's the guy for me. But I don't catch shows at 8 o'clock.
Right. Oh, no. But I mean, are you watching current seasons?
No, I've seen current seasons. Yes, that's what I'm getting at. But I don't catch it every time.
Right.
And it's also hit or miss whether it's on. They've done some things where there's five episodes, it disappears for a minute, comes back, and I'm just, who can keep up?
Right.
I can't.
I know. TV is just so different than it used to be. Like, you would have never thought it could be. It's like the wild, wild west out there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's watching some different show. Like, and you can't find me a person who isn't like, oh, the show you got to watch is XYZ and you've never heard of it and you don't have the channel that it's on. Or maybe you do and you, oh God, or you bond over it and you've totally watched it and you're the only two people on earth because there's so many shows, individual people can just be the only person who ever watched it. So also on TV tonight, the premiere of the behind-the-scenes limited series called SNL 50 Beyond Saturday Night. It's about four episodes. It's a docuseries. It actually does sound great. I've read a few things about it, and there is a little trailer. It premieres tonight. It's on Peacock. Now, it's four episodes, so I don't know if they're just going to drop the whole thing or if you're going to get it one piece at a time, but either way, it starts this evening or right now, maybe, on Peacock. Because I don't have a time attached to it. Can you see if there's a trailer for that? I'm almost positive I put one up on the Facebook page, but maybe we could tip it up to the top again. Severance Season 2 starts tomorrow. Severance Season 2. Even though I'm not like doing backflips or anything, this is maybe one of the most excited, like I really have wanted to see what happens with this quietly. Excited about the return of it. It ended on an epic cliffhanger. It's such a weird show, but it has a thread. You're not out, you know, you're not out in the woods like, what's happening? I mean, a little bit, but for the most part, it's kind of a simple concept. The acting is great. The set design is super weird and great. I'm really excited to see this. I know there are 8 minutes which I decided not to do it. Apparently it's the first 8 minutes of the show. And that is, because when I pop up Apple TV, Severance is there. And I was like, oh my God. And I clicked on it and it was 8 minutes long. And I'm like, oh, it's that first 8 minutes.
Did you see the story about the pop-up they did in New York?
Yes, that's where I'm heading. Thank God. See, that's a producer for you right there. You know about that one thing?
I do.
So Ben Stiller is part of the, he's an executive producer and he directed a bunch of the episodes for season one.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not in the show, that I don't remember him being in the show, but he is part of it. So the Severance cast, and when I say that, I mean the four people who are in the four desks.
Okay.
And the four desks are set up next to each other. If you've seen the show, you know what I'm talking about. They're all set up in like little, it looks like a little pinwheel. You know, there's four seats and they all go around.
In an empty room.
The four of them sit in this room. So in Grand Central Station in New York City, they built a plexiglass cube and the four actors from the show hung out in there.
Here, Ben, you can see it up on the big screen
no,
if you look
can't.
Up.
Hold on. Hang on.
Oh, it's not on?
It's not on. Damn it.
My fault.
No, it's not your fault. I should have turned that on when I got here. But it'll get there. Here we go. It's going to pop up any second. It is a gigantic Lucite cube. I have no idea. I don't know what that's made out of. And it's plexiglass, I guess. And it's a recreation of the set. And it's the four of them, and they're interacting with each other, and they're looking at each other. And
it's all framed and everything, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's and then people were just like, oh, my God, and they're all gathering around and checking it out. And Ben Stiller is in the crowd, and he's all, like, proud papa, looking, taking pictures and stuff.
It's a neat way to gain some attention that probably was more expensive than you think, but probably well worth it. Looks like it got him some run. You know, this show, I liked the first season a lot. It's very unique in that it's an idea I've never heard before.
Yeah.
You know, the whole go to work and you're an entirely different person.
When you're in this field, mm-hmm. like this other part of you, so you don't have to go to work anymore. But part of you does, and it's really bummed out because all it is at work.
Right.
Every time it opens its eyes or closes its eyes, it's at work.
This show, the whole first season leaves you with so many questions. I would say it's impossible to guess where they're going with this thing. It's impossible to understand what... So I'm both curious, I can't wait to turn it on, but I'm also fearful.
I know.
Because it has promise in that I'm intrigued. But if they don't come up with a good place where this is headed,
it just becomes one of those things
pointless.
Where you feel like people are flailing in the writer's room.
Yeah,
and
we just wasted because there's no point.
Right.
But if there is a point,
I know.
And if they're smart enough and if they knew what they were doing from go, then this is very cool. You'll like it.
I know.
Maybe wait till after season two to watch if you haven't started yet, because we may go, those rat bastard waste. They wasted the whole first season.
I know.
By not living up to those expectations.
I'm so excited. And you know, and also, this one I'm excited. If you haven't watched it, it's on Apple TV, by the way, Apple TV Plus, whatever it's called. That first season is available. You could stream right through it. I mean, you start watching it and it is, I mean, we all got caught on that. And then tomorrow it actually debuts the second season.
I rewatched the first season last week.
Oh, did you?
It's so good that, you know, even on the second watch, I had to see the next episode.
Oh,
so
funny.
It carries well. And I would suggest watching the first season again before the second season.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
What's your guess? Do you have a guess or should we not even try?
I've seen previews of the second season.
Oh, so you have some idea.
You have some idea, but not really. I mean, but it's...
Because they could do anything with it, really. But I just hope they have some kind of plan.
Yeah. I know his wife is going to be a bigger part of the second season.
Well, yeah.
No spoilers there, but
that was a crazy reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God, what is going on and why? It's so bizarre. I hope you live up to it. It's like Lost. Lost had so much promise and so many people put in so much time. By season four, I'm like, they have no idea what they're doing. There's no plan here. And John's like, I don't know. I really think that
we'll see. I mean, what if it's just propaganda for commies, and this is work is your life. That's your life. There's no life outside of work.
That's right. That could be it, Vin.
I don't think it is, but I'm saying, like, it really, don't blow it, guys.
Severance starts tomorrow on Apple TV Plus. Speaking of shows, John is tearing through season one of Squid Game.
Oh, he's finally.
Yes. So he's right. It's got him. He's watching it. And hopefully, I think that we'll probably watch Severance week by week because, you know, it is, it's episodic. They don't just drop a whole season at once. But Squid Game, I think, is all out.
No, the second season, they end on the seventh episode, and it's not the ending.
Oh,
so there's
really?
Going to be a second. I hope
so. Second half of the season,
yeah,
you're saying?
Second half of the season coming out.
Oh, all right. That's a long season if there's seven episodes in. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Now, Timothée Chalamet. Whenever I see his name, I'm like, oh, what did Timothée do? Oh, well, he's trying to be eco-friendly, you know? Everyone's trying. Not everyone. A lot of people are trying. He rode a bike to his own movie premiere. He was like, I would feel bad sitting in an idling limo, pulling up to my movie premiere. So he was in London for the premiere of A Complete Unknown. This is the movie about Bob Dylan, or he plays Bob Dylan.
How'd you like it?
I didn't like it. I didn't see it.
Oh.
I'm sure I'll love it. I'm sure I'll hate myself for loving it. Hate myself for loving you.
Timothée
Chalamet. So he's eco-friendly. He's trying to be. So he rides a bike to his own movie premiere. And by the way, did you grab the video of him riding the bike?
Oh, yeah.
He looks so adorable.
Oh, where did it go?
He's riding the big green. I guess that, you know, they're those rental bikes that they have everywhere. These ones are called Lime, and they have like a big green basket in the front. He just looks, he looks so cute.
That type of thing, the rentals are everywhere, even in small towns now.
Oh, God, look at him. He's beautiful as he blinks at the camera.
He's not beautiful.
Sure he is.
The pinhead.
I don't like his mustache, though. The mustache, like, it really rat faces him a little bit more.
Oh, look at him. You know what? This is a paid sponsorship. He's riding it on the red carpet. You don't think they cleaned that thing up?
He rode it right to the red carpet. It's true.
The bike looked kind of dirty. Like
it's a rental bike. He picked it up on the street.
Yeah.
However, it is, I think the name of it is Lime. So if you live in London, you know that's a thing that matters to you. So he's trying to be eco-friendly. He rides the bike over, but then he doesn't put the bike back in an approved spot. And he got a $73 fine because I apparently can't just be like, okay, I'm done with that bike and toss it to the side.
I'm sure the studio's got him.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm surprised the fan didn't just grab the bike.
And auction it off somewhere.
Yeah.
Timothée Chalamet's butt and undersack were touching the seat. Just sell the seat. Just take the seat.
Under what?
It's undersack.
I'm
not, are you not familiar with that part of the body? It has many names.
Taint.
Grundle, I think, is one of them. Anyway, he didn't park it right, so he got a $73 fine. So, in the meantime, to the chagrin of ladies who love Timothée Chalamet everywhere, Kylie Jenner is the one. And she believes that Timothée Chalamet is the one. You know, every picture I see of them, they're having fun. And that's important. You see them looking at the tennis match and they're laughing. You see them at an award show and they're giggling and pointing and he's paying attention to what she's got to say and she's looking lovingly at him.
How many kids does she have?
I think she has two kids with Travis Scott.
So both of them are with the same guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Kylie Jenner believes... Oh, do you want me to send you this story so you can show the pictures? It doesn't matter. Kylie Jenner believes Timothée Chalamet is the one. She's never felt like this about anybody else before, and she definitely sees a future with him. So cute. She is, I can't believe she's 27 already. Man, it goes fast. Look how adorable they are. I mean, they're always just smiling and so happy. She says... Timothée is so different from all her other exes that she's dated in the past. There's a picture of them at...
How so?
Oh, who knows? I mean, it's all BS anyway. And while I'm sure they're happy to be humping each other right now, don't worry, that'll end. It's Hollywood, you guys. So they say here, from her flings with Jaden Smith and rapper Tyga to welcoming two kids with Travis Scott, the beauty entrepreneurs' relationships have been well documented in the media over the years. And of course, that includes, by the way, they've been together quietly for like 2 years. They started, let's see, April of 2023. Pushing 2 years.
All right.
He's 29, she's 27. They say here, Timotei has been on a press tour for A Complete Unknown, but he's been so concerned and worried about Kylie with the LA fires going on. Yeah, everybody's concerned about everybody who lives in LA. He's been checking on her and the kids constantly to make sure they're safe and doing okay. I don't know who these people are. Maids, servants that work at the house. I don't know. Anyway, he's currently in London promoting the Bob Dylan biopic, as we saw in the last thing with the $73 fine. Reps are saying that he's reached out to let Kylie know he's there for her for anything she might need. No, he's not. He's in London, in case anyone was wondering. Anyway. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of her this award season because it sounds like he's going to get some nominations.
Do you think he will propose?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Yeah. I feel like they're having some fun. She's already got kids. I don't even think she was ever married to Travis Scott or anything. And she's a billionaire. You know, she doesn't need to be married. And he doesn't either, I'm sure. They're having fun. That's it. In my humble opinion. Of course, that might just be because I have love for that guy. And I'm holding out hope that he's into grandmas. I mean, him dating Kylie isn't a great sign for me. But, you know, maybe. Just because he hasn't met me yet. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, my God.
You like that? My inner machinations?
That guy just cracks me up.
He's just so cute. And he's such a goofball, too. I love him on SNL.
Do people just drive with their high beams on now?
Or what?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. Febreze. La, 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 la. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Download the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get that, log yourself in, and listen for at least an hour, and you'll be in the running for $5,000. Someone wins every day.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Oh.
Ants making your... Ants!
Ants!
Making your home their new hangout spot?
Yes.
Atco Pest Control is here to shut that party down.
Do it, Atco.
Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That's
atcopestcontrol.com.
To kick those pesky intruders to the curb and reclaim your space.
Atco.
Ants.
Ants. Stupid ants. Get out of here. Get out of here, you guys.
Now, this first story is one I've lived with for quite some time. I commute. I'm a commuter.
Yes, you are.
I drive far.
Right.
Like when
Thank you. Thanks for making the trek.
Well, that's, I mean, it's what I've done because I like living where I live. I love where I live.
Yeah.
But I have different news channels than you.
Yeah, right. You're in a whole nother market.
I have a whole other thing going on. When I turn on the news, I'm watching Monterey stations.
Right.
Anyway, the point is sometimes I leave really early. It's dark. I'm driving like right now. It's dark my whole drive in.
Right.
And I have dealt with these incredibly bright headlights. Then I always have tripped on thinking, you son of a biscuit, turn your brights off.
Yep.
You're right behind me. You know you're filling up my car with all this light.
Right.
I can't see anything around here. And people have written in that it's not necessarily that they have their brights on. Lots of new cars just have that as an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Brighter headlights.
They're super bright. You know, when we were kids, I remember my dad going in to get his car. I think he had to get it smogged or, you know, whatever inspection had to happen, however many years. They had a line on the wall in the garage on the back, and they would get in and make sure that your headlights were adjusted below that line.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like maybe that doesn't happen anymore. Because honestly, it is freaking blinding these days. And John is constantly flashing. I go, I don't think they have their brights on.
It's often that just headlights have been getting brighter and brighter. And no one likes being blinded. It does feel like it's...
Well, scary. You're driving.
I hate to use that kind of thought process like, you're disrespecting me by shining that... But you kind of do feel like, hey, man.
You have no regard for my driving.
Yeah. You're bumming me out.
Right. Many people probably aren't even aware of it.
I'm glad you're seeing, you know, every piece of the road, but you're also making me blind.
Right.
And I'm coming right at you.
Can the new ones just not be aimed? Doesn't it seem like if there's an adjustment that could be made, like if they should be doing that?
I'm sure there are people out there that, you know, are at the bottom of this, you know, scandal.
Right, right.
But I don't know if it's just that they've been getting brighter and brighter and that some car companies have said for an extra fee, we'll make your headlights even brighter normally.
Oh, right.
And I don't see how
you opt in for the super brights.
Well, okay, so I'm not turning my brights on, but they're brighter than brights.
Right.
So how is that?
I just don't know, Vin. And truthfully, I mean, there's a reason why, you know, you have your super brights and that's when you're alone and there are no other headlights coming at you. And then there's the ones that just light the road up in front of you. And that's all you, really need.
A 62-year-old man from Kentucky.
Oh, boy.
Named Frank Falcone.
Now, there's a name. Frank Falcone
was driving through California last weekend when a driver going the other way allegedly had their brights on.
Allegedly.
Rather than flash them or just move on, it pissed Frank off.
You do not want to piss off Frank Falcone.
No way.
What did you say? You say Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely has a gun rack in that car, right?
An Italian in Kentucky? Oof.
Frank got aggressive and decided to ram into the other vehicle.
Oh, that is aggressive.
Three times.
Oh, boy.
Super aggressive.
He then fled the scene, but police eventually caught up with him and pulled him over. He told the cops, yeah, I'm upset because the brightness of their headlights and the potential radiation.
Oh, the radiation. Right.
Oh.
It's like the space lasers. You know, you don't want those to... hit in the eye, radiate your retina.
I was with him right up until the end.
Right.
And potential radio. Well, actually, I'm not with him. You don't ram other people.
No,
that's ridiculous.
Not.
But again, you know, I have seen and felt that feeling like we all know you're supposed to take your brights off when you come up to other cars and you're not doing that.
Right.
And I've talked about it on the air enough times that people have written in and just said, that's the new normal for headlights. It's not their brights.
Right.
You don't want to see their brights.
You know what I've been noticing is that they're building up the medians on a lot of highways. Mm-hmm. It feels like that must be in response to how much brighter everybody's headlights are these days. Because for years, you just have to put up with it. And now there are certain places, especially like on 101, there's a few curves where you're getting hit in the face with people's headlights, and they built up a thing.
The other thing is a lot of the new cars, they have automatic high beams, and those, I'm very uncomfortable with those because they always seem to lower the beams way, way later than I would, you know? So that's another thing.
My car, which is over 10 years old, does that. It has
really?
It picks it up, and well, it's a Mercedes, and actually what's funny is we used to do their commercials many years ago. And they come up with all this technology way ahead of it becoming
everybody else
the
goes
norm in everyone's cars. But that was on my car. And I find myself going, you don't need to turn off now. That wasn't another car.
Right.
But it'll pick up all kinds
Some
of stuff
kind
out
of light.
There and turn them down.
So yours is way more responsive.
Mm-hmm. Very.
You know, I wonder if actually people don't realize that they have that on and it's not always all that responsive.
Mm.
Because now I leave my lights on auto. So
Me
that
too.
They come on when they come on, they go off when they go off. And if I turn on my windshield wipers, they automatically come on.
Oh, is
or
that
if
right?
I go into the tunnel, they automatically come on. But my car's also it's at least 10 years old. And I'm wondering if now when you set your car to auto, which is the most convenient way to do it, your lights just come on. Like it's automatically doing the brights and lowers.
if you're of a certain age, and I am,
yes,
that automatic lights thing too, even though I know now I can walk away from, I still find myself looking back to make sure they turn themselves right off.
I'm with you.
If you've ever had your battery drain when you get back to your car and you go,
oh my God.
Did your guys' first car have the high beams on the floor?
Yeah. Click, click, button on the floor.
Little button on the floor.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know if the
Delta 88
and had that.
It was, yeah.
Just clank, clank. Use your foot to turn it on and off.
Anyway, back to Frank Falcone.
Hey, Frank Falcone, you're angry.
He was arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon and may be looking at additional charges. It does sound like the other driver's okay, but the other driver was in fact rammed 3 times by Frank from Kentucky.
Well,
the roads. Yikes.
In Kentucky. That's an angry person. Was he just like, was he here on vacation? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
Why do they say he's from, I mean, did he just drive out here like, I got to go see California?
I can imagine that, you know, when I lived in Eugene, Oregon for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And the speed of life there and the crowds are, there's just no speed and no crowds. Mm. It's incredible.
It's just people living a pleasant, peaceful life.
And what they would call traffic, you'd just laugh at.
It's like, that was a stoplight. That's not traffic. That is not traffic.
So I do think people from other places driving here, I'm from California, and I truly at times feel like, can I ever not have someone right up my keister when I'm driving down the road?
Right.
Can I just get 1 second, please?
Mm-hmm.
God. Or you got, like, you're in, even in a parking lot where you're like, let me just see if that spot, like, you see an open spot, yeah, but you're like, ah, it's kind of tight. Can I get in there?
I can get in there?
And someone's behind you going, bah, bah, bah. Give me a second. I don't know if I can get it. Can I survey the spot for a half a second?
No, apparently.
No, the answer is no. Yeah, right. Yeah. Move on. Take the spot or move on.
Right.
I'll keep going.
Because I don't think I can get my doors open in that spot. I got the spot, but what, I have to climb out the hatchback?
I don't
want to
crawl out the back way.
Sometimes you have to, though. You just got to do it.
I don't know if this is the guy, but I've certainly seen on Instagram a dude, and it might be the guy.
Okay.
Who, he posts in, what's that, like when they speed up the video of?
Oh, like a fast forward
thing.
Like a fast
forward thing.
Time lapse, maybe?
Time lapse, okay. Exactly. He does these things where he shows up at a person's house, knocks on their door, and says, your place looks overgrown, no offense, but I'm here and I would like to just clean it up for you for free.
Oh.
And he does this for, I've seen it on Instagram many times. And I don't know if this is the same guy, like there's only one of them, or maybe there's multiples.
So he comes in with like just a mower and a chainsaw and a...
And a trim, a yard, what are they?
Okay, sure. You're right. Hedge trimmer, weed whacker.
Mm-hmm. They're fun videos to watch because it's amazing, you know, what
he
the properties look like before and after. And yeah, and he just, and I've seen, it, I don't know if it's the same guy. It might be a couple guys doing
he
it.
Pulling ivy off the house and stuff?
Everything. Yes.
Everything.
What he does too, in certain spots where you're like, it looks just all overgrown, there's cement under there.
Yes, yeah.
Like,
right.
He
like
trims
the grass
it out
has taken
and
over.
Takes the dirt off of it and blows it out.
Oh boy.
Like,
that sounds great.
It's pretty neat to watch.
What's this guy's name?
This guy.
Oh, this is a different guy.
I don't know if it's the same guy or not. Okay. That's what I'm getting at is like, there may be multiples of this. So this guy, the lawn guy, video guy, it's all over social media all the time. He's the owner of a landscaping business in Kansas.
Oh, Kansas.
Comes up. Oh, wait. Was the
Kentucky
last one?
Was the other one.
Oh, it was Kentucky, yeah.
This is another K-State, though.
You know me. I only remember the first letter. This guy's company is called SB Mowing. And he's famous online for helping people who can't afford a landscaper. And you know, like I have an HOA, so no one's allowed to ever let up. Or you'd just be thrown from the neighborhood.
Right.
But in some neighborhoods where a person is elderly or has no money and is just, they find their yard overgrown and they become the hated neighbor. That guy.
Doesn't take care of his property.
Freaking mess over there.
Mm.
Anyway, he shows up, mows their lawns, pressure washes their driveways, does all the stuff and makes it look like a brand, like really cleans them up.
Wow.
He's in the news after a video about a woman named Beth went super viral last weekend.
Uh-oh.
She's older and was about to get fined $240 for not maintaining her yard. Isn't it always the way? Because, you know, her response was, they're going to fine me. I don't have the money
for the thing I can't afford to do.
Yeah, like this is the old, you know, you're overdrawn at the bank and now you've
$30 in fees.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the texters are saying it's SB mowing.
SB mowing. That's it.
Yep. Oh, is this guy? SB mowing?
That's the guy in the story that I'm talking about. Yes, he's in the news after a video about a woman named Beth went super viral. She's older and was about to get fined $240 for not maintaining your yard. She said, I can't afford to pay that and I can't afford to pay you. And he said, I'm not charging you. He mowed her lawn and trimmed everything back for free. But it really blew up after people in the comments wanted to help her further and asked him to start a GoFundMe for her.
Oh.
Which there's no shortage of people who need our help in this world. Right
that
now, we're
true.
Looking at the people in Southern California. But he posted a follow-up video this week after we went back to Beth's house and let her know random strangers had donated over $500,000.
Oh my God, really? Wow.
Last check, it was at 800K.
Oh my God. So where did he, so he must have linked it and there's enough people following this SB mowing guy?
A lot of
she
people follow him.
Beyond elderly. Here's her.
Oh boy. Wow. She literally looks like she's a Walking Dead. She does not need any makeup to be on The Walking Dead.
I probably wouldn't have said
straggly
that.
Straggly hair.
We could have
skin
stopped
hanging
beyond
off her
elderly,
body.
But yes.
She is going to eat your brain.
She's
wow,
not.
Sarah.
She's so old and crying.
You'll be there one day too.
Well, yeah. I can't. I'm looking forward to it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, scaring kids. You kidding me? I'll come on. No brains. It's going to be me. Jeez. Not you, grandkids. Come on over here, you adorable children.
Not our children.
Anyway, the people raised 800K for this lady.
Oh, my God. So now what's going to happen?
Well, now she's, you know, rich.
So is she just going to move out of there and go to retirement living somewhere?
I don't know what her thing is, but certainly based on her looks, she can afford cigarettes again. Not the, you know, the Blue Label brand, but...
Give me the camels.
Give me the smokes and the drinks and a nice rocking chair for the front porch.
Yeah.
You better not. I know you big brain people better not go walking by there. She looks hungry. She literally looks hungry.
She lived hard.
Yeah.
Or she's 200 years old. Either one.
One of those. Oh, boy.
Brains.
We are the worst.
I agree. I'm kind of proud of it, though, in a way.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. SB mowing. The texters all have seen this as well.
I absolutely
have seen it too. And I wasn't sure if there are multiples, but they're saying it's the same guy. SB mowing. I follow that guy. Nice guy. Jeanette, Sunnyvale, listening on the app.
I don't follow anybody, so I'm hoping I just find him on YouTube or something. Follow him on there.
650 says, Vinny.
Vinny what?
My first car was also a Datsun B210. And yes, it had the high beam switch on the floor.
Oh. So maybe you did have that.
I might.
Yeah. I guess it depends what year it was. I think they mostly had that. It was later that you would click the light
I
bar.
Think my B210, no, I know it. It was a 75 B210.
Oh, funny.
Orange. Which, for the record, maybe if you're driving an orange Lambo, you're cool, but driving an orange B210 is not
cool. With the
cool.
hood tied down with rope,
well,
by the way.
I had an accident.
Immediately after getting the car.
415 says, Eugene, traffic is terrible now. All right.
Is it?
I don't think it's anything like the Bay Area, but okay.
That must be. It's because you had this to compare it to.
That's a cool looking car, by the way. The
B210?
Yeah.
No, it's really not.
Oops, hold on.
Oh, that's, I remember those cars. That's so funny. I mean, if it's in good shape, kind of, but it was one of those, like, it almost looks like a Pinto in a way. But not bad. I like the green one. I like that electric green.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
Well,
I see the orange B210,
that's
though.
That's the one I had.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Hassan would roll up to all the parties with that car filled. All the people.
All the kids.
All my friends.
Yeah.
Let's go, everyone.
I had a Datsun 280Z. It must have been like a... I had that in the early 90s, so it must have been like something in the 80s.
Vinny, I have a Honda Accord Hybrid, and even the lights on low are apparently very bright, where oncoming drivers feel I'm driving with the brights on. Yeah, I'm sure if you've got those...
That must make you feel terrible.
Well, you're getting flashed.
All the time.
Well, turn this off, and you're going...
They're not on.
I'm just driving.
Yeah.
Please stop saying that.
Is there... So, what is it about today's lights? I get it. Okay, they're brighter. Are they not being angled downward? Can they not be angled so that they're not killing other drivers?
They're LED, and they make it so that you can see further.
Right.
That's the whole point of why they're brighter.
But. Right. But the way that headlights are made, there's like a reflection system so that when you've got the low beams on, they hit a certain way and they basically aim down. They're not aiming right in someone's face. So why can't they, what's going on with these newfangled lights that they got to be blinding everybody on the road? Now you're feeling bad because you're getting flashed.
Yeah, but I also think that you can see everything. And that's probably the selling point is selfishly, you're thinking to yourself, well, yeah.
It's just another example of we don't care about anybody else.
Well, until
anymore.
You get on the road and everyone's flashing you all the time. And then you start to go, maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Right.
Sarah.
What'd I do now?
510 says, I'm a 53-year-old woman and I have the same feeling as you about Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, Timothée.
And I agree with you about the mustache.
Yeah. Plus, I have some skills, so, you know. If I could just get him in the bedroom, I think I could really convince him.
Doesn't he seem like he'd be a spider monkey all over you?
I'm fine with that.
Skinny and all so skinny. Arms and legs.
I know. Yeah. If that's the thing, I always think about the juxtaposition of like me in my current state with some hot person. It wouldn't be. I don't think I would fare well in that. But, you know, something to think about. So,
Lucite and plexiglass are brand names for acrylic. Sam, Tap Plastics, San Rafael.
Hey, man, I'm there all the time. I love Tap Plastics.
Live on the radio.
You're the best.
Thanks,
Sam. I love Tap Plastics.
What is it?
You need something made out of plastic? They'll make it for you. I've bought tons of stuff from them over the years. Hey, can you make me this exact size and this thickness and blah, blah, blah? And they do it. You can get different colors, everything. Tap Plastics. You need something made out of plastic? Tap Plastics. Hey, by the way, Sam, was that a Sam?
Yeah.
Sam, advertising on the radio. It works. Sounds like you don't need any help, though. Every time I go in there, there's people in there.
248 says, my mom used to make me scavenger hunt sheets to take with me into the forest behind our house. It would take me all day sometimes, and I remember those being some of the best days of my childhood, feeling free, wild, and independent.
Oh, like find me a certain kind of fern, find me a bird's nest, find me a toadstool, find me a lizard, find me all this. So that's awesome. That is the benefit of living out in, not living in a tract of homes. When you've got woods available to you. Even like before when you had the orchard. Did you guys go play in the orchard?
Of course we did.
Yeah.
And the farmers would shoot us with salt guns.
That is not cool.
But, you know, most of the time you didn't have to worry about that.
Right.
Yeah. No, I grew up in a place where they were tearing apart the farms little by little so they could build in new tract homes.
So sad.
And all those tract homes, I thought wood was free for the first, I don't know, 10 years we were building ramps everywhere and thinking.
You just go grab some.
It's amazing. 4x8 sheets of plywood and 2x4s. Like, no.
Never really stopped to think. I'm stealing stuff off construction sites.
We would get. Because you wanted to build the ramp somewhere where the neighbors wouldn't call the cops on you and then they'd come and, you know, bulldoze the ramp. There were times where we were putting the 4x8 sheets on our skateboards, 4 feet by 8 feet.
Yeah, sure.
And then the 2x4s on top of those and then pushing each other down the street to a place where we could build the... So there we are on the sidewalks just stealing the wood.
Sure. And using your wheels to get it there.
What?
What are you talking about? It was laying there. It was sitting right there.
You leave all that out, that's free.
Yeah. That's why they put up those chain link fences around houses now when they're working on them.
Well, yeah. Because, you know, how much in supplies did they lose to skateboard ramps?
Right.
I can't answer
supplies
that.
Oh, my God. Like, everything's so expensive now in the construction world.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Taylor, plus real life injuries that made it onto the big screen.
What? Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.